A lot of companies have announced ambitious goals to fight climate change, but who's keeping an eye on those companies to see if they keep their promises? As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, activist investors want to tell CEOs, cut your emissions or we'll cut your pay.
Big companies are talking a big game on climate, whether they're tech giants.
By 2030, Apple will be 100% carbon neutral for our entire end-to-end footprint.
Food companies like Nestle.
I'm committed to do what we can to protect our planet for future generations.
Or even oil and gas companies.
All across BP, we are changing to support our net zero ambition.
Maybe you're skeptical. Maybe you remember that 20 years ago, BP pledged to go beyond petroleum and kept on pumping oil. Maybe you're wondering, what happens if these promises are empty?
And oftentimes when we find a company's not making progress against that goal, or we just stop as investors hearing about the goal, it's time to increase pressure on the company.
Pat Miguel Tomeno is with Zevin Asset Management, a socially responsible investment company. And he says one way to increase pressure is to go to the board of directors with this idea.
It's time now, once there's a goal in place, to tie performance on that goal to executive compensation.
CEOs get huge incentive packages designed to reward them if they grow profits or promote worker safety or boost customer satisfaction. Companies could change those packages to peg some pay to meeting climate targets. So if executives hit their goals, they get their full, very large bonuses. If they fall short, their paychecks fall too. After shareholder pressure, companies like Apple and Shell have actually said yes to this. This is new territory.
It's not very common yet.
Janice Kors is with Perlmeyer, a firm that advises companies on how to pay their executives. She says investors are very interested in tying compensation to things like climate goals and diversity and equity. But boards can be skeptical. Say a company decides to tie 20% of its total bonus pool to environmental or social goals.
Have profits become 20% less important? Have revenues become 20% less important? That 20% has to come from somewhere.
Activist investors argue that these changes do promote profit and revenues over the long term. And Kors says between investors and public pressure, she expects more companies to tie pay to climate targets. Even some U.S. oil producers like Murphy and Marathon are taking this step. The key for investors is that this is a way to hold business leaders accountable if they don't follow through. Danielle Fougere is the president of As You Sow, an activist investor group. She closely follows corporate climate targets. And for some companies,
we have some questions about their intentions to reach those goals.
Her group successfully pushed the petroleum refiner Valero to tie corporate pay to meeting climate targets. And now they're asking the same of General Motors. It's not clear how big of a difference these executive compensation measures will make, especially for businesses whose core product is driving global warming. But the fact that this conversation is happening at all represents a remarkable shift.
It's a sea change.
Activist investors spent years trying to get companies to talk about climate change, and they won that battle. So now they're telling business leaders to put their own money where their mouth is. And some big companies are agreeing. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.